Yeah.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
News just in, paramedics are at the scene of a structural collapse at a popular shopping centre in Springfield Park, Durban. It's understood that at this stage that a scaffolding collapsed. It's unknown how many construction workers have been injured, but we hear that some are in a critical condition. This is a developing story, and we will have more information in the next hour. The trial of three men accused of the murder of eThekwini Metro Police Officer Errol Ogle is continuing today in the Durban High Court. The case resumed yesterday, nearly a year after proceedings were first heard. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks is there.
Officer Errol Ogle was gunned down almost 2 years ago while trying to stop a truck that was driving against traffic on the Hans Dietman Highway. He was unaware that the vehicle was being hijacked. Seconds later, Ogle was shot. Thabelo Ncube, Nzomuhle Gamide and Phakamani Mphamanza were arrested days later. They're facing charges of murder, armed robbery, hijacking and kidnapping. A fourth suspect, believed to be the shooter, is still at large. During testimony last year, a witness told the court he gave the men a lift from Mlazi after their promise to pay him 1,000 rand. He says he overheard them discussing plans to hijack a truck during the drive. Trial is now underway. Lon Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
And Deputy Finance Minister David Masondo has defended the 30 billion rand loan agreement South Africa signed with the World Bank. Speaking on the sidelines of the Sci20 meeting in Johannesburg, Masondo said the development policy loan is meant to support critical structural reforms. National Treasury says the funds will help ease infrastructure bottlenecks in the energy and freight transport sectors, key areas needed to boost inclusive economic growth and job creation.
Now, firstly, borrowing in itself is not bad. The question is, A, what are you borrowing that money for? You're borrowing for infrastructure to grow the economy. And the second issue about borrowing is whether you will be able to service your debt, and what enables you to service your debt to pay back the money that you borrow is economic growth.
On the international front, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. President Donald Trump are planning to meet tomorrow on the sidelines of the NATO summit in The Hague. A senior source in the Ukrainian presidency says the discussion will focus on Ukraine's purchase of a defense package, a large part of which consists of air defense systems. They will also discuss more sanctions against Russia. Zelensky has been a central figure at recent summits, but given his fractious relationship with Trump, he has not been invited to the main working session with NATO members. Durban, a high of 22 today, Pietermaritzburg 20, Richards Bay 23. Your top story this hour, paramedics are at the scene of a structural collapse at a popular shopping centre in Springfield Park, Durban. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.